1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Kentucky, where two Army Black Hawk helicopters collided during a training mission near Fort Campbell last night. Correspondent Linda Kenyon reports.
A statement from the 101st Airborne Division says there are several casualties and adds, right now, our focus is on the soldiers and their families who were involved. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear released a statement on Twitter. He wrote, fatalities are expected. He also said, please pray for those affected.
The cause is under investigation. A candlelight vigil in Nashville for the three children and three school staffers shot and killed Monday.
We're walking with these families.
Sheryl Crow, First Lady Jill Biden, and City Police Chief John Drake among the mourners.
An extreme tragedy, and this is certainly one. Nashville comes together like no other place to comfort those who have suffered an unspeakable loss.
We've learned one of the victims, school head Catherine Kuntz, may have confronted the shooter, who's believed to have entered the building while Kuntz was on a Zoom call. The Vatican says Pope Francis spent a good first night in a hospital in Rome after he was admitted for a respiratory infection.
The Vatican said in a statement that the 86-year-old Pope will need to spend a few days being treated for breathing difficulties he had complained of in recent days. Following tests, the hospital has ruled out that the Pope has contracted COVID-19. This is one of the busiest times for the Pope, with Palm Sunday coming up and Holy Week leading up to Easter. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
Russia's top security agency says a Wall Street Journal reporter has been arrested on espionage charges. Officials say Evan Gershkovich was detained in Yekaterinburg, allegedly trying to get a hold of classified information. A new study shows the number of children rushed to hospitals after trying to harm themselves jumped 26% between 2009 and 2019. Dr. Christine Crawford is a child psychiatrist at Boston Medical Center.
What can make this better is for there to be a greater appreciation and understanding that kids are experiencing a great amount of distress, and we have to take it seriously.
Flight attendants joined lawmakers on Capitol Hill to reintroduce a bill that would make it easier to charge and fine out-of-control passengers who assault crew members and other passengers. Frontier's Cher Taylor.
Strong penalties are needed to curb violent and unacceptable behavior. Bad behavior should not fly, and we urge Congress to pass this bill immediately.
S&P futures up 15, Dow futures ahead 150. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Springtime arrives even before the snow clears in sunny New England. And that has always meant that my allergies awaken alongside my daffodils. But not this season. I have discovered the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier that uses proven Oxy technology to defend me. I only need to plug the compact unit into the wall of my studio. And in short order, the air is clear of the pollen that follows the time of year. There are over 300,000 units already sold. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You get 3 units for under $200. For the kitchen, the basement, the fireplace, anywhere you need clean, smelling air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code John, J-O-H-N, to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code John. Shipping is free.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, It's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 1 a.m. Saturday morning and continues until 1 p.m. Saturday. Cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered showers. High of 44, winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, mixed precipitation likely 33. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 12.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Diabetes.org, brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow, too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the 1 o'clock No Sour Ha Ha Funny Hour. No Sour. Happy fun time, haha, power hour. Welcome to the No Sour Fun Time, haha, power hour.
Oh, she did it.
I got it.
I think she's got it. By George, she's got it. By George, she's got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
Yeah.
That's it.
You said it. Yeah. I've heard you say it right before.
Yeah. I've been saying it right. It took me about a month, but we've been saying it right.
Maybe longer. That's fine.
That's fine. We got Greg Bach here. We got Jane Manhare here, as always. And we also have Milwaukee comedian AJ Grill on the phone. How you doing, buddy?
Hey. How's it going?
Good. This show's flying by.
Yeah.
We had lots of comedians today. We should do this more.
Yeah, we should have more comedians on. We need more attention.
We need more. We need to live up to the tagline.
Yeah.
The tagline of one joke at a time.
Yeah.
Because
thank you.
There's a lot of serious things, but we need more jokes, AJ.
Other than Greg, who else did you have on today?
We had Corey Ryan Forrester. from the Well Read group, because he had a, and we didn't even have him on for necessarily the most fun reason, because he had a video that went fairly viral this week about becoming a new dad and not being more conservative because of the shooting that happened in Nashville. But he was still funny.
Very funny.
We got around to the comedy part as well. But we're very happy to have you here as a Milwaukee comedian for the last 10 years, and you got a new album out. And so is it out, or have you just filmed it?
It's out. It's on YouTube. The audio version has not come out yet, but we will be releasing that soon. But yeah, it's on YouTube for everyone to go view.
And what's it called, AJ?
I'll quit when I'm 30.
There it is.
Are you 30?
I'm 31.
31.
He quit a year ago. He still comes to the open mics. He's like, I don't know why I'm doing this. I had a contract with comedy. Yep.
That's right.
So is that the premise? Is that the premise of the album? Is basically when you started comedy 10 years ago. And did you have a promise to yourself that you'd quit when you were 30?
Yes, it's not the premise of the album, but yes, I remember walking home from my second open mic ever thinking, if I don't have a career, I was 21. I was like, if I don't have a career by 30, I'll quit. Which is, if you're in comedy, that's just an insane thing to think that you can't achieve. But it's just something that I've always thought about, and now I know that I'm never going to quit, probably.
No, we are addicted.
Well, and it's interesting in creative pursuits, and I would love to get your opinion on this, like, what does having a career mean? Because I think that is probably something that each person has to define for themselves. But does it mean paying your bills with it? Does it mean getting to do it? Because whether it's acting or music or comedy, like, what does success look like? And so I guess for you, 10 years in, what has that changed over time? Or like, what is having a career, quote, I'm doing air quotes for people who are just listening. What does that mean?
That's partially why I called the album that, is because it's up for debate. I think to me it means, being able to pay my bills with it. But I think I would be doing myself a disservice to say that I don't have a career in comedy. I do have a career in comedy. I've got to do comedy all over and do some cool stuff with it. But I think to me, career is making a living doing it, which I'm not full time yet, but, you know, working my way there.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things with Corey is he was talking about having a special. He just released a special with the guys he works with. And I just wanted to know, you know, we see all these specials on Amazon and Netflix and everything and kind of get an idea of what goes into the process when you have a big production company. But you did this from the ground up on your own, put together everything. Like, what is it like to put together a special that you there was video and audio of yourself? Like, what's the process?
Yeah, I worked with a local group that they really focused on like music production, or not music production, like music videos. They're called Here Here Presents, and I worked on a project with their director, Cheston, and I just loved his work, and he was really good. But yeah, they had never done comedy before, so it was learning for me, it was learning for them. If I could go back, there's definitely some things that I would change, but I'm very happy with the product. But it's, you know, it was a learning experience for all of us. I'm better for it. I know that they are better for it. But it was tough, you know, jumping into a part of comedy that I've never, ever experienced before. So it was tough. And, you know, hindsight's always 20/20 or whatever they say. It was tough, but I was happy with the people, especially like Cheston, that I had to kind of direct and worry about all the camera stuff, and I just really had to worry about the jokes.
We're talking to comedian AJ Grill about his new album called I'll Quit When I'm 30. Where can people find it? On YouTube right now?
YouTube. Follow me on Instagram. I will be announcing when we're going to release the audio. Hopefully that'll get on like SiriusXM and stuff too. So when
you say a part of comedy that you hadn't played in before, what do you mean, the album itself, or like how does that look different than just, because, you know, I feel like when you watch a special, it looks like they're just doing, and sometimes they cut between multiple different shows, but it's the same set, but it's largely just looks like you are doing your set, but there's cameras there as well. So like, what, when you say that part of comedy, like, what was so new about it and so different than just doing your set at any comedy club?
For sure. We do live shows all the time, right? And I've been on camera before. I've recorded my own sets or been at places that they record your set. But this was different because I had a couple $1,000s invested in it, which was one thing, which, you know, and I knew I had to get it right, but it was, it was the culmination of 10 years of work that, you know, those jokes, other than like two or three of them, are going to be done now. Yeah. I mean, so it was, and yeah, I didn't know. I don't know about distribution. I don't know about, you know, getting it on all these other platforms. Like, I've only ever focused on the show that I have that night, making it the best that it can possibly be, where this was like, I'm jumping into this thing that's going to live on, hopefully past, you know, beyond me. And how do I make it the best I can possibly make it? So yeah, it was nerve wracking.
Yeah. Cause when you decide you're going to do a special or record a record, usually, I mean, you know, from our experience, you used to say like, all right, next year I'm going to do it, because that means at that point you're going to start even the material you've been doing for years over and over and over again. You now have to take a special microscope to, a special magnifying glass to, and say, I have to look at this joke I've been doing for years, and I really have to fine tune it. I have to hone it down. No fat on this joke, no extraneous words, and it has to be perfect, and I have to be able to recite that perfectly for this camera that, as you said, AJ, I've paid thousands of dollars for.
Yeah.
And it's part of that, because I've found this in like the handful of sketches I've made with friends, and we've decided to film it. And we'll be laughing so hard in person, and maybe it's just because we think we're hilarious, but like when we're actually filming the thing and seeing our friend perform, or being at a Laughing Tap and and being there in person, and the contagious sense of laughter in person. And so when you're saying you have to make the joke that tight, is it because things don't, that are very funny in person, don't always translate to be as funny on camera? Or is it because it just lives on forever? Like, what is the, in either of you can answer.
Yeah.
This.
From my point of view, it's just has to do with the time of the show. So like, you know, an album or a special has a finite amount of time you can record. So I have to make sure that if I'm doing a joke, if I have 60 minutes of material, that every joke stays within that confines. Because if you think about it, if I tack another 10 seconds onto every joke I do, I've gone over my time. Hmm. I've got to hone it down so that 60 minutes is tight, is right there, and everything. Now, AJ, I mean, I don't know how you think about it, though. So
yeah, no, I think it's both of those things, right? I mean, like, you want it to be as tight as you possibly can, but especially as you think about, like, yeah, you're not in the room with me and the audience, and so it does have to hit super hard. And then on the flip side of that, if you think about the audio, you're not seeing the little idiosyncrasies. Mm-hmm. You just had to tell the audience you were doing air quotes. I mean, you can't see my act outs. I have a particular joke where I talk about my grandmother with Parkinson's, who also has a concealed carry permit, and I do the little act out of shaking the gun around, but that's not going to translate as well in the video, or excuse me, the audio. So yeah, you got to think about all those sorts of things.
And what I love about AJ, because AJ, as he knows, is one of my favorite people. I think about that joke. I love that joke. And now I'm telling that joke in my head because I love that joke so much. You got a shiny new
one
gun.
One thing I didn't add it into the album, but my grandmother is now in an assisted living, and I was gifted that gun.
Yeah. So
now
Jane, you had a question?
I do. AJ, is it, well, now you said you're going to have to give up some jokes because they're, you know, it's recorded forever. Isn't that like giving up a favorite thing? I just would think that for some jokes, it's got to be so painful. It's like, God, I love that joke, and it kills every time. And oh.
Yeah, there's part of that. And I mean, that's not to say that if someone's going to pay me good money to headline outside of the city of Milwaukee, I'll break into some of those old jokes. Don't make me wrong. The price is right. But I think I would like to. I don't have kids, but I imagine like by the time your kid's 18, you're like, okay, you gotta go. Like, it's time for you. I love you. I love you so much, but you gotta get out of here.
I'm sick of you. I'm sick of telling you.
I mean, yeah, that's,
yeah. Move on.
That's the thing about, like, you know, when we watch our, I don't know if we call them colleagues or whatever, but these comics who are out there putting out, especially every 2 years, I mean, that's what they're doing. They write new material, they tour it for about a year, then they spend a year honing it, and then they do their special, and then in the industry we call it burning. You burn that hour. You burn the hour and it's gone. Now there are some people like Jim Gaffigan. He's a very gracious comedian. He understands where his appeal is, and he will get back on stage for an encore and be like, "Who wants to hear an old joke? Are there any requests?" He does that. That's not in the specials, but he knows that people want to hear Hawk Pockets. You know, like they want to hear
right,
that.
Exactly.
You know,
that's so interesting. And we have to go to break, but it's such an interesting idea because I think that there's a Joni Mitchell quote where like she says something like, you know, art and all the different times of art, but no one ever asked Van Gogh, like, just paint Starry Night again, man. Like, yeah. Unlike music.
For sure. Exactly. Which,
like, you go because you want to hear that song.
Yeah.
And there's certain jokes that it's like, no matter how many times you hear it, it's still funny.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but AJ Grill will still be here when we come back. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe, what do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comments where he said, if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG officer. I'm sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand that. Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone. Wow, what a profile and courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.,
weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Cloudy skies expected today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 43. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 38. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High of 62. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
That were in their 30s tried to hype me up for my 30s. Maybe you guys had the same thing. Like, they all said the same thing. They're like, AJ, your 30s are great. Your 30s are like your 20s, but with money. But I know that's not true for me specifically, okay? Because in the daytime, I work at a nonprofit. Yeah, it's right there in the name, folks. Nonprofit, okay? You understand? You follow on? And like, also, that saying just doesn't make any sense. Your 30s are like your 20s, but with money. So what you're telling me is I'm going to blow all my money in my 30s? That's what I would have done with any money in my 20s, okay? Do you guys know how bad I wanted a $400 potato cannon at 22? Bad. Really bad. It's called a Moon Cannon MX-1. It can launch a spud 150 yards.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We are talking to comedian AJ Grill, who you're just hearing. So did you ever get the potato cannon?
Nope. I did not, but I have continued to look at them, and they're falling in price. Everything's rising in price.
It's just like flat screen TVs. Every year, it's a little more affordable.
I just love that there are specific models of potato guns. Who knew that there was more than like one model of potato gun?
I mean, do you need a license for that thing? That feels like it could really hurt someone.
Second Amendment, Kristen.
I know.
You don't, and I, yeah. Yeah, it covers potato guns, spud guns, yeah. Yeah, you guys surprised me with that clip. It's good that I have a radio clean clip. Look at that.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, there you go, baby.
All right. So we were talking about this last week, AJ, and I would love to know, are you really missing, like, do you think the Laughing Tap should become an anti-woke comedy club?
I didn't know
where
that.
You feel safe to say wherever you want and tell any jokes.
Yeah, I think Joe Rogan should buy up the Laughing Tap. I've been saying that for years.
Hey man, if he wants to pay me some money, I've got a price too. So
no, I mean I think as we have you here, I think Greg and I have talked about this a lot on when he comes on every Wednesday. But I think the conversations around, because I've seen your set. I think I saw you do the 2021 Milwaukee Comedy Fest is when I saw you perform, and like. Do you feel limited in what you can or cannot say these days because of cancel culture?
Absolutely not. That's such a silly thing. And I feel like it's becoming a more and more like mainstream talking point. Like you can say whatever you want. You just have to be able to deal with the ramifications of what you say, which has been the way that it's always been.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, George Carlin got arrested. I mean, people were getting arrested. Like, comedians are not getting arrested for obscenity anymore. No. But unlike the early comics who would get arrested all the time for saying what they wanted to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing is back then when they were getting arrested, the public clutched their pearls and say, I can't believe he said it. Now when that happens, you're like, I can't believe we can't say whatever we want because comedy. And now Tucker Carlson has taken comedy as this big, you know, like, they're not safe. I'm like, Tucker, we don't need you.
Tucker, you're not funny.
We don't need you.
Man.
You're not funny. You're not even ironically funny. You are nothing. And don't try to help us. By the way.
There's a...
Go on.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
There's a great podcast, Aaron podcast, where he brings on these comedy historians, and they talk about, like, from way back before it was even stand-up comedy, like comics continually like being canceled. Like, this is not a new thing. You could always say what you wanted, but you're gonna have to deal with the ramifications of that.
Mm-hmm. yeah
it's not new.
No, it's not new. And yes, I agree with AJ. You can say whatever you want, and I support you saying whatever you want, but you better be able to have the thick skin to take the criticism. And 9 times out of 10, they don't have it.
Well, are comedians known for their thick skin?
We are tough. We are tough people who definitely don't cry when we're at home by ourselves watching Ted Lasso.
We don't need external validation all of the time.
And you know what? If you say something and a venue's like, hey, you said that and we didn't like it, you're not allowed back here. They're totally allowed to do that, too.
Yeah.
Find somewhere else to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as far as AJ, where we have we're going to put the link out for our show notes today for your album. But I guess any other tours or dates or anything, at least in Wisconsin, because that's where our audience is. But what's coming up as far as performing?
Sure. I'll be at the Brumder, I think I'm saying that right, the Brumder Mansion this weekend, Saturday, April 1st. I'm going to be doing, it's some a gym in, I don't know, it's near the Laughing Tap. Sorry, Greg.
Like a gym?
Doing a gym.
Is that
a gym, like, gym like that, a, serves, like a... that serves beer.
Oh.
Is that the show I think it is?
Maybe.
Okay. I have thoughts. Go on.
Which show it is. But I'll be there. What else do I got coming up? If you have any listeners in Columbus, Ohio, I'll be in Columbus, Ohio, Iowa City, Iowa. But that's at Boone and Crockett every other Thursday at 10 o'clock. Reagan Niemel and I run a show there. It's free. We got some great comics coming through, and that's always a really fun time.
Oh, fine. I didn't know that you guys did that.
I need to get to that show.
I'd go with you.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A winter storm watch begins at 1 a.m. Saturday morning and continues until 1 p.m. Saturday. Cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered showers. High of 44, winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, mixed precipitation likely 33. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 12.
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hurting someone's feelings. 844-967-2789. Do you feel like you can tell the truth, like be honest with someone, without hurting their feelings? Or is it impossible to be blunt and honest and still keep feelings intact? What do you think?
Yeah.
Jane, what do you think?
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
You have to be careful. I have in the past been somewhat harsh.
No.
I know, it's shocking. I know, yeah. I don't believe it.
Well, and I wonder, but I think it's interesting, especially with our Midwest niceties, that sometimes I think can turn into passive aggressiveness or just sucking it up and not, and like harboring resentment. Because I think sometimes when you don't tell the truth, I mean, it depends what it is, you risk having feelings build that the other person doesn't realize that you're harboring, and then someday you just blow up finally. But
yeah.
And that's for something that is bothering you versus giving feedback, like in a work situation, like how, like balancing that ability to be honest, mm-hmm. but not rude.
I think you can do that if you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I think everyone wants honesty, but I also think everybody needs good, positive, being held up positively. Like, you know, if you ask me something, I'm like, I love the work you're doing. I love the work you're doing. You're a valued part of the team. Here are some places for improvement. You can do that. You can be honest. You can also make the person feel good, and you don't have to be like hurtful. I think if you're being hurtful, you're trying to be hurtful. You don't care about the person's feelings. That's just how I feel.
But I do think too, I think there are people who do not want to hear the truth.
Oh, agreed.
And because I've had, going back a long time,
yes.
old friendships where all they want you is to be their ear and then to agree with everything and every decision that they make. And as soon as you point out that there might be a slight flaw in your argument, it's like, you're not my friend. You don't support me. That's the end.
I call that friendship with conditions. I've had friends like that in the past where you can't talk about certain things, you can't do certain things, all the, and I'm like, this isn't, a friendship is open. A friendship should be honest. A friendship should be free to each other and helpful, and you grow. The moment that someone turns away and says, well, you can't say that to me, or you're not agreeing with, that's a friendship with conditions. That's yeah. not a friendship. That's not even a friendship.
Well, we want to hear from you. Is there an example of either a time someone was honest with you and you appreciated it and they didn't hurt your feelings, but it was a good thing, mm-hmm. or vice versa, that you were very honest with someone and it didn't come off as rude?
I guess maybe it didn't go so well either.
844-967-2789. That is 844-96.
Party.
And we bring this up because we actually both separately came across this video on TikTok where it's from an account called Purple Sheep Consulting, but they set up the video that that says, whenever I hear someone say, I'm not rude, I'm just honest, he feels like that's not true. Because, and then he cuts to this clip of Simon Sinek, who's a author, motivational speaker. He's great. I really love Simon Sinek. But then he cuts to him giving this piece of advice.
So whenever I hear someone say, I'm not mean, I'm just blunt, or I'm just honest, I can't help but think about this clip.
There's nothing that says truth has to be brutal. It just has to be true. You don't have to hurt people. Also, timing. A true story. So I went to see a friend's play. I could not wait for this thing to end. It was so bad. And I went out to say hi to her after the performance, and she came out. She was still in costume and makeup. She knows I'll always tell her the truth in these kinds of things. And she says to me, what did you think? Now is not the time and place. She's pumped up full of adrenaline. Now is not the time for me to give her a critical evaluation of this god-awful performance. I sidestepped the question, but said something true. I said, it was such a treat to be here, to see you do your thing. You know, I've been wanting to see you on a stage forever, and it was so much fun to see you on the stage. All of that was true. The next day, when the adrenaline had come down, and I called her up and said, can I tell you what I thought about the play? She goes, yeah, of course. And I told her critically, piece by piece, what I thought about it and how bad it was. And we had a perfectly rational conversation about it. Didn't hurt her feelings. The day before, I would have really hurt her feelings. We mistake being honest with being honest now. Now, I can't lie, and I have to answer the question, but I can answer it tomorrow when the conditions are better for that message to be received.
I agree with that.
I agree with it. But do you feel like, so as a performer, so if I were to come see you do your stand-up,
mm-hmm.
and the night of, the same scenario, but yeah. then the next day, if I call and said, do you want me to give you my thoughts on the show? Do you feel like the next day you could hear criticism without it being hurt?
If we had that friendship, so yes, if we had that friendship, comics do that for each other. I had a comedian. I for a while there was a comedian out there when I would do sets. I come off stage. He goes, I've got some notes for you. I'm like, I didn't ask you to take notes. I didn't ask you for anything. I want to do my set, and that's it. But if I said, but if we had an arrangement, or if we had that kind of relationship where we gave each other notes, absolutely. For a couple of reasons. One, I trust you. Two, I know you're going to tell me the honest truth without hurting my feelings. So therefore, I can feel however I feel about it, especially with jokes, which are so tender to comedians. But at the end of the day, I will think through it and say, she's not going to tell me this if she didn't mean it. So what can I do to make this better? Or whatever it is with a joke. Yes. In the same scenario, I could absolutely handle that.
You got to be careful when you sidestep a question like that, though, because I think he made a good point about how much he'll glad he was to see her and how much fun that was. But sometimes people are a little bit more savvy and they can see you sidestepping it. As the youngest of six kids, I asked my mother once if they had planned on me or if I was just a surprise. And her response was, Jane, we love all you kids.
How old were you when you asked that?
I don't know, maybe 12. And that kind of answered my question, but not exactly what I was looking for.
I mean, it's really all about this, how the sidestep. If she says, what'd you think? And I just go, oh my gosh, this popcorn was amazing. Or you say something dumb. But he already sets up the fact that they have a relationship where he is honest with her. And I like the fact, like, let's take brutally out of it. Brutally should be reserved for like murder, not the truth. Because he's right. I don't like when people say, I'm not mean, I'm just honest. It's like, no, you're mean. You're mean. Because your honesty, and are you even honest then? Are you actually honest, or are you tinging your quote unquote honesty with meanness to hurt somebody?
Well, and I would say I'm a fairly direct person.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some colleagues of mine who've read some of my emails when I am getting to the point. And I'm not disrespectful, but I am also not littering my email with a bunch of emojis and exclamation points mm-hmm. and like passive voice in how I'm wording things.
Yes. You don't dance around a lot.
I don't dance around a lot. Who has the time, Jane?
No.
I don't have time to dance around this question. Let's say what you mean. And that is in a work scenario. I would say in friendships, maybe sometimes I'm a little bit more sensitive. And it also is knowing who the person is. But I do think that there is a difference between I'm not rude, I'm just honest. I've never used those words. I've never been like, because I don't think I often get accused of being mean. But direct, yes.
Yeah.
And so so you think that people who are, who say that, who are like, who've been told they are mean, and they justify it by saying they're just honest, you think that there is actually a twinge of, I am here to like irk you a little bit in the way that I say this, and I know that I'm doing it.
If the person says, I get this all the time, people say I'm mean. I'm not mean, I'm honest. If you're being told on a regular basis that you are hurting people's feelings, you can't walk away from it going, I'm just honest. You can, people can do whatever they want. But at the end of the day, if people are telling you this, you have an obligation to look at yourself and say, if I'm being quote unquote truthful as I think, why is it making people hurt? That's to me just basic.
But I think we're not going to answer this question definitively, but the line between sensitivity, mm-hmm. an individual sensitivity on how they receive things versus the fragility in which people deliver things. Like, where does the burden, like, where is the balance between that burden of like certain people, like to a certain extent, you need to toughen up and be able to take criticism or take mm-hmm. feedback and not think that anytime someone's being like holding a mirror up, that it's an attack versus people who, like, how much burden is there on to like deliver information carefully?
The burden is on both individuals to approach other individuals with empathy and kindness and caring. That doesn't preclude you from being truthful. If I'm talking to you, I know how to speak to people with empathy and truth and kindness. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want anything I tell you to hurt your feelings. But as a listener, I also need to understand that I can't be so sensitive that everything that you tell me that's truthful is coming from a place of attack. So there's responsibility on both ends. But my point is, if you're the type of person who says, everyone says I'm mean, I'm just honest. Well, if everybody, quote unquote, if that's a true statement, if everyone's saying you're mean, you're mean. And rethink the way you talk to people. Because at the end of the day, your life's going to suck.
And they're just providing cover for themselves.
Yeah, it's the same people who are like, I'm a jerk and I know it. I'm like, cool. Way to say something you should never be proud of.
But there are some people who are like that, yeah. right? It's the whole idea of like owning the libs. Yeah, and there are certain personality, and I've known some of these. They're usually men, but sometimes women. Yeah. That they get a kick out of getting a rise out of people.
Yeah.
And you see it a lot in like keyboard warriors, but I've known people who love to do this, and I don't know how they maintain friendships.
Because they surround themselves with people who think they do or the way they do.
This was a person that my brother's friend group. My brother's no longer friends with this person. I don't know how much he's grown up or changed over time, but he is, and I knew him before, this was pre-Trump. But he was, and you can imagine we did not see eye to eye on group trips when we would all be hanging out. But like, it's one thing to have your belief system, but I don't necessarily think he had a belief system. I think he just wanted to be a contrarian.
He liked chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he liked to see how far he could push people.
Yeah. And
he's a big fizzy douche.
And those types of people hang out with the same type of people. And at the end of the day,
the other people in the group didn't do that. So I never understood why they liked this guy. I was like, why do you let him hang out? And they're like, well, I don't know. He's fun. It's like, yeah, that's your excuse.
Because maybe they get it and they don't care enough about whatever. And they're like, yeah, I don't care that chaos reigns when he's here. It's fun to have the chaos. But they're not being honest with him. But you don't know that. So they could be lying to you, too. They could be like, yeah, one person in that group might be like, yeah, I hate this guy, but we always invite Alvin out.
I wish his name was Alvin.
Me too.
I really wish his name was Alvin instead of the other douchey name that he had.
I mean, that's the thing is, and the bigger they are with that, the less honest they are with themselves and with other people. They're going to tell you, I'm a contrarian. I like to, you know, if you tell me not to do something, I'm going to do it. Well, that just makes you...
I'm an independent thinker.
You're a child then. That's what you are. You are a child.
All right. Well, solved that one.
Yeah, did it.
Next. All right, when we come back, we are going to talk about who's headlining at the Laughing Tap coming up this weekend.
No.
Debbie is pretty funny. Ba-dum-ba. All right, we have one more segment. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Come to you when the work you put in is realized. Let yourself feel the pride, but all
it's hot, need a root beer popsicle. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sunshine.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 43, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 38. Overcast. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely 62. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Forget the alphabet. Has anybody else forgotten the alphabet? All right, yeah. I don't forget the letters, but I do forget the order that the letters are supposed to go in. So what I did is I came up with a mnemonic device to help make me remember the order of the letters of the alphabet. This is something that you can say to jar your own memory if you ever forget, okay? Acronym-based comedy. Doesn't ever feel good. Honestly, I just keep lamenting my negative opinion. Perhaps questioning reality serves the universe very well. Xylophoniac Zebra.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. That is Greg Bach. And Jane Vettner is on the board. Who are we just listening to, Greg?
Laughing Tap headliner this weekend, Mr. Ian Abramson.
That was pretty impressive.
That is just a touch of Ian's, I think, genius.
Okay.
He is a stand-up comedian, but he is also, I don't want to say performance artist because I feel like that'll get negative connotations, but his has more of a high art type of thing. So if you like conceptual comedy, this is going to be right up your alley. I think it's got influences of Kaufman, but it's not so off the rails where you think he's just going to run out the building and, you know, wrestle someone on the streets, but who knows? But he's just very, very funny. And the jokes, the way he takes jokes and formulates them and presents them is wonderful. And I truly adore him. And I'm so happy he's back.
So he's been there before?
He headlined One Nighter in 2020, March of 2020. That was the week before we closed for 4 months.
And then, so when you guys had just opened.
Pretty much, yeah. And then he was supposed to do a weekend, I think last year or 2021. At the last minute, he got a call from Hollywood saying, we need you to audition for something special. And then Hollywood calls, they go, which is fine.
Did he get it?
I can't remember.
No.
But, you know, I got a weekend off that weekend. But Ian is fantastic. He's super kind. And yeah, if you like your comedy with a little more highbrow and a little more art and a little more zhuzhing, a little more theater. I pulled another clip that I'm going to ask Jane to play, and I don't know whether to give it away now or just let you listen to it, and then I'm going to play the clip now, and I'll tell you why I pulled it.
Okay. There is a portrait of an old man, you know? All right, okay. I'd love to thank the guy, but all it says is Rip Dave, you know what I mean? All right. The other day, Google asked me to reset my password. They said I needed 8 unique characters, so I entered an entire Tennessee Williams play. Great, okay. Noted. A little about me, where I come from. I grew up in the science projects. That's cheap government housing made out of fake volcanoes. Thank you. Okay, all right. You would not believe how surprised I was when I found out that Roe versus Wade was not about ways to navigate water. I said, you're trying to repeal what? A prime minister is a minister that can only be divided by itself and one.
So the reason why I pulled that clip is because it's his Conan clip. And if you watch it, this goes back to what AJ was saying as far as like visuals. In his clip, he puts a dog collar, a shock dog collar around his neck, and he hands the remote to an audience member. And he says, whenever you don't like a joke, just give me a shock. And that special, the Tennessee Williams joke and the following one and then the final one, he got shocked, and you see it on his face. He's like, oh, all right. And then he says, noted, and the audience is laughing. It's because an audience member has just shocked him into his neck. That's amazing to me.
That's why you say performance art. A little bit.
So it's going to be a fun time. He's very funny. Tickets are available. Go to laughingtap.com. It's going to be a great time. $20 for tickets. No drink minimums. If you're not available this weekend, we have Amir K next week. Come in. He's doing 5 shows. That'll be fun. And yeah, so yeah.
I just want to reiterate too, Greg, those are really good prices.
Yes.
They are really, really good prices.
Thank you very much. That honestly, like, I'm not going to lie, that means the world to me every time someone says that, because, you know, no one at the club is rich. We understand the value of $1.
But you valued money.
I do value money, but I value... Shut up. I value your money, and yeah. I don't want you to have to blow $300 to come to my club.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to spend $300 on alcohol, but, you know, parking and babysitters and all that stuff, like, people have to do to go out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that you are, even if you're spending $20 or $200, that you had a great night there. And we don't want to keep people from coming because they can't afford a night to go see stand-up. I mean, yeah. I know people who are like, I can't afford to go see this person I love because the tickets are too expensive.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Like, so, Taylor Swift.
Well, I would pay anything to see her. No, actually, I wouldn't. I don't know why I said that. I would pay anything to see Beyonce.
You would pay anything to see Beyonce?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything?
Yeah. I got a reading glasses. You want them?
I don't think that will get you a Beyonce ticket.
That's called bartering.
Yeah, and that's the way the world used to work, ladies. If you didn't, that's how America was great.
I feel like my max for Beyonce would be $500. Depending on how close I'm sitting, I've paid $350.
So I don't think I would pay whatever. I did say this. Bridget knows this. If Daft Punk ever went on tour, she knows I'd probably max out a credit card to see.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day,
7 days a week.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.